Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Mike Daniels joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. Mike is here. Mike, I need your website, please.
Look at our work at the American Enterprise Institute, Jim, at AEI.org.
He's the chairman of the Global Internet Strategy Project there, and folks, one of the great global thought leaders and leaders of our time, and someone I admire very much, former president and CEO of Network Solutions, which is the organization that basically gave you order on the online, on the internet. So, Mike, in the previous two segments, we talked about World War III, and you called it the information warfare on a global scale, which is exactly what that is, internally and externally. Mike, there are some things that we can do to turn it around. I was thinking about Waylon Jennings' country song, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Remember that song? And one of the lines in that song is, I love this one because it described me to the T. And he said, he ain't wrong, he's just different. So I want to say, folks, let's say to our friends, if you and I can turn this around. Mike, if every American would do this today to one person, we could literally turn this around overnight. If everybody who has a strong position on anything looked at the other person who's their old friend or whatever, somebody they just met, and say, you're not wrong, you're just different. I'm going to give you the right, I'm going to convey to you, I'm going to give you the contract. I'm going to convey the contract that our founders gave us in a free speech. I'm going to give you the right to believe what you say, and I'll defend to the death your right to say it. If we would do that, we could turn this around in a week, couldn't we?
We probably could, Jim, and I think your suggestion is a great one, because we need to cool this thing down in this country. We need to stop. Everybody needs to, as I've said many times, and I've been in the internet now since 1969, Jim. You know that, what, over 50 years?
Yep.
This is a great thing that's done wonders for all of us, but it's got a really bad side. So I say to everybody, and I have for years, put down your devices, stop believing everything you see on Facebook, get off of this stuff. It raises people's temperatures. I've watched it for many years. It causes people to be addicted to this stuff.
Yep.
Once you get to that point, reason starts to leave things. So, yeah, I'd get off a lot of this stuff if ever there was everybody on your show. I wouldn't watch this 7x24 stuff. Yep. All it does is agitate and irritate everybody in the country, Jim.
I have never been – well, I started out on Twitter, on Facebook, both. I mean, literally, day one. I mean, the midnight at midnight on both nights that they allowed you to get your own domain, I was stayed up and to get my domain. And I'm at Jim Blasingame. I'm .com/Jim Blasingame on Facebook. But I started out using them, and like on Twitter, I'd make a point, and all of a sudden, people were coming out of the woodwork at me, and I thought, whoa, I don't even know you. Why are you talking to me like that? Guess what? That lasted about 30 days, and I don't do anything myself. I don't personally hang out on Facebook or Twitter, and never have. I survived, and I've been successful without it.
That's exactly right. But I would say that two things. I think you're exactly right. Remember, people are your friends. This is a great country. It's the greatest country in the world. You don't want to make enemies of the other side. People, when we start calling our friends and our political people on other sides domestic terrorists, enemies of the state, on and on and on, don't ever do that to anybody, because it does no good. It's the worst thing that could happen to our country. And number two, to step back from this and embrace your friends, no matter what your opinions are about mm-hmm. anything. That's what's made this country great for many years, Jim. So it's a personal thing as well as all of these other things we have to do at a national level.
And we got to quit. We got to quit acting like the cancel culture is something somebody else does. If I don't return your call, if I don't reach out to you, if I don't connect with you because I think you disagree with me, then basically I just canceled you, and that's wrong, isn't it?
It's wrong, and, you know, you and I have lived many years, Jim. You know, you should yep. treat people like you want to be treated. Yep. So I just leave that thought with everybody.
What a notion. What a notion, Mike. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for your leadership. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes around here. We'll get him back again another day. AEI.org. Check him out there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.